posted, we will have mugs on sale. So you may want to use it as a gift or have it even just for yourself. But those will be available next week, or if you need something sooner, let me know. Or Beth Giuliano, who's in the back. Another thing, today is the jazz concert at 3 o'clock. Am I right? So if you're interested, please try to be here for that. That should be another fun thing that's going on. Pastor Becky, I think, may have an announcement.
I have a couple announcements. Today is the jazz concert. I hope you come out. We're going to be swinging, and it's the swing jazz and swing band. So we're going to have a great time coming out. It's at 3 o'clock. Also, next Friday the 13th, is going to be our Blue Christmas celebration. We're going to have a Blue Christmas celebration. Now, this isn't for a particular group of people who've lost someone this year. It's for any of us who get to a little point where we want to remember our loved ones who passed on. So, Blue Christmas, this coming Friday, is going to be a special service. It'll be lovely. You will really, really enjoy it. So, I hope that you'll come for the Blue Christmas. Next Sunday, beginning at 3 o'clock, there is an open house at the Parsonage. Come on out. You know, we're going to have a little bit of food there for you. It starts at 3 o'clock and goes on. For all you football guys and gals out there, the big screen TVs will be on. So you can have, there's a couple now you can watch it. You can watch the game. So if you want to come out and watch the Ravens, come on out.
And we'll the Ravens.
Ravens. So come on out and enjoy the football. Also, we have these cards available for you. Both of these cards. This one, advertising the Blue Christmas. If you know someone who might benefit from this, please take one of these cards. You know, you can put their name and address and a stamp on the back and mail it to them, and it will get to them. Also, these are advertisements for the upcoming Christmas Eve services at 7:30 and 11. So, and there will be a reception in between. So if you would like to take a couple of these, give them to your friend. Encourage them to join us for Christmas Eve, too. So that's it for me.
Okay. And these are both available in the gathering area, and I'll try to meet you as you come out of the sanctuary and hand them out, too, to make sure you see where they are. And the other deadline that I noticed was today was the poinsettia order. So the form is there. I think I mentioned it, but there's the form. All right, anything else? Okay, Irene.
I was supposed to do the announcements. Didn't make it in time. I just wanted to remind you that we have tons of gift cards available. We have restocked. We have everything you can think of. And if there's something we don't have, we can special order it. I will be putting another order in this week because I get free shipping. So if there's something you don't see that you would like, please get your Christmas shopping done. Easy breezy, lemon peasy. Thanks.
Jack, Christmas cards, or gift cards, good idea.
Okay, any other announcements? Then let us begin our worship.
Can we begin by singing our first hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, and we're going to sing Good Christian Friends Rejoice, and then Angels We've Heard on High. So there are our opening hymns. If you feel like standing, stand. We're going to do it with the praise band, so it's going to be cool. You ready? Let's do it.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Clea, please be seated.
Listen, I hear a woman singing.
She sounds so excited.
My soul does magnify the Lord.
Something wonderful has happened.
Let us come here and listen.
The Lord has done a wonderful thing.
Bless the Lord, my soul. All right, lighting the Advent candle this week on the Advent wreath is my family, so I'd like to invite them forward, please. And we're going to switch things up and have a different leader. So Isabella will read. Thank you.
Okay. Last week we lit the prophet candle, remembering the promise of God spoken by God's prophet. Today God's promise begins to be fulfilled. An angel of the Lord appeared to a virgin named Mary and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you."
Mary was perplexed as to this greeting.
The angel responded, "Do not be afraid, for you have found your favor with the Lord. You shall conceive and bear a son and name him Jesus."
The time is coming when God's promise is being fulfilled.
Today we light the angel candle for the one who visited the virgin.
We celebrate the angel's visit and look for the Christ to come.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Pass the peace to the Lord to your neighbor this morning. Peace.
Thank you.
they'd like to share this morning?
Wonderful turnout for the caroling.
Wonderful turnout for the caroling, and we gave everybody hand chimes to play and music to read, and we did it a few times, and we sang without the hand chimes. And you got cookies, yes, and got to make a lot of people's lives very blessed. Who else? Other joys? Other joys?
We had a wonderful team. The Youth Women's
Fellowship. Yeah.
We had 14.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
Barb played the piano.
Yes, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Others?
Yes. I'm starting to feel better, and I want to thank you for the prayers.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Other joys? Awesome.
Seven, and it was fun.
Awesome. All right. Other joys? Yes.
After 22 years at my job, they finally recognized me and I was promoted to management.
All right. Does that mean an increase in pay?
Is my mom in here?
No.
Then yes.
All right. That means more tithe. All right. Other joys? Hey, listen, I have a joy and an announcement to make to you. In my position, I do a lot of things, and I do a lot of funerals. And over the past year, I've done 25 funerals in the past year, 25 funerals. And so that's can be a joyful time and a hard time, and it's part of what we're called to do as God's people. And yesterday at the... At the nursing home, I was called in as I was going around. I kind of snuck away from the group, as you know. Everybody was looking for me, and they couldn't find me. I was going down the aisleway, and I looked into one of the rooms, and I noticed a person holding another person's hand and crying. So I went in, and it was a young girl, well, not young, 50 years old, but a Down's patient, a Down's syndrome person. And for a Down's person, 50-year-old is pretty good. And her sister was holding her hand. And she was dying. And she was afraid. She was afraid. And for me, it was one of those God moments that put me in touch of what we're really supposed to be about. And what Christmas is about. So, in a way, that's a joy for me to do that, to go there and be able to share the Lord. But a concern. We are a community of people who seek to do what God wants us to do and be faithful and the gift of love. On the other side of that coin, I have some really good things that I get to do, like last week with the baptism. It was awesome, right? I also have an opportunity to do weddings. And they're awesome, too. I wish I could do 25 weddings as well as 25 funerals. I have a pleasure to announce to you today that there's going to be an upcoming wedding probably here at the church. But I wanted to make sure that I told you about it because I promised I would. The young couple that's coming to be married are a same-gender couple. And I promised you when I came I would tell you about that. And seek to let you know in advance so nobody's surprised. I went to the leadership of the church and to the board, and they have said that they would support that. But I wanted to let you know that that might come about, and also to offer to you a time, if you want to talk about that or you have some issues that you want to feel about that, to meet with me. I'll be in the parlor or somewhere after church, and if you want to talk about it, or if you want to make an appointment to come and talk about. We've talked about this issue extensively in the Journey of Faith class, so I don't want anybody to be surprised, okay? And I do want to respect, we are a family here, so I want to respect all of you, and I really do, and love you. So I want to tell you that in advance. So we had not done it until the request came, but I believe it's going to be a joy. I see enough death.
I want to see love regardless. Everybody is required to go through a number of things, including 3 worship services here, 2 counseling services, or 2 counseling sessions with me. They must be baptized. I don't make it easy. And I don't do, this isn't about legal. It's about spiritual. I can sign a license. Okay, that's a sidebar. I'm called by God to be a witness of covenant. And that's what I do. So, I just want to let you know that. Okay? And I'd be glad to talk with anybody about that. All right. Other joys or concerns? Yes. Yes. And that's a negative buyout, a negative? All right. Praise the Lord. Others? I'm sorry? Yes. The McCulley family who passed, Gail passed away this week, and so please remember her and the family and all who knew her. So, and a difficult time for her. Others?
One of our employees has got a 4-year-old that's made illegal.
One of the employees in Pittsburgh has a 4-year-old daughter with a benign tumor, but it has caused her to go blind. There are also a couple kids in your associated with the Special Olympics, one with a collapsed lung and another with
leukemia.
Others?
Also, I understand Father Joe from St. Joseph's that hip surgery the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
He's doing well, but I understand he's also looking for a kidney operation, so he needs to be in surgery.
Yeah, my brother Joseph from Joe from St. Joe's down here had his hip replaced. He has also been on dialysis for a long time, and he's looking for a kidney transplant. Hopefully that'll happen. He's young. Yes, yes. I also want to tell you, visited Janet Cato. She's doing better. She will be in a recovery unit. You know? Others? Others? How blessed we are. How blessed we all are. This is the big stuff of life, you know. Almost all the other things we think about aren't very important when it comes down to a 4-year-old being blind or whatever. Okay? Let's turn it to a more joyful thing. Is there another joy? Christmas is coming. Yes. Yes. Nice write-up for the ecumenical service. Other joys?
Happy New Year is our best.
Thank you. Other joys? Jack's got a joy. I've almost bought everything I need to decorate the house for Christmas. The spending is almost over. Well, it's never almost, never over. So, I have 1,000 light, you know, the light strings, you know? I have about between 1,000 and 2,000 lights still to be strung. If anybody wants to come down and string some light, can do that. Other joys or concerns? Let's take it to the Lord in prayer. Lord, thank you. Thank you truly for all the blessings, for the celebrations and all the times of getting together and all the wonderful things you have done for us. Lord, thank you that you have given us together as a family. Lord, it's an awesome family, one that I'm proud to be part of. And I ask your blessings upon us all. Lord, as we go through this season and we got involved with the hustle and the bustle of all the stuff going on, bring us back so that we truly know what this season is about. Help us, Lord, to remember that everything, everything depends upon your love and grace and your gift of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, please bless those who are ill. Be with the young person fighting leukemia and the other one with the collapsed lung. And the four-year-old, Lord, we ask a miracle there that somehow you'll relieve whatever happens and give her sight again, Lord. Lord, we ask that your continued healing upon Brother Joe and upon Janet Cato and upon all those others who name mentioned, Lord. And for our friends who've lost a loved one this week, please be with her family and her friends. And let them know, Lord, that it's okay because you got us and you hold us. And a Lord, special prayer for my friend you introduced me to yesterday. Send your angels to her. Comfort her in her time of need. Help her to hold fast to the promise as she comes home with you. Lord, bless her. If it's your will, may she be with you for the celebration in the kingdom. Lord, bless each and every one of us, and may we together as a church continue to remember what you commanded us to do. To love God with all our heart, our soul, our neighbor as ourselves, and love one another as you've loved us. This year, this gift of love, may it fill our hearts. Be with us, Lord. Hear us, Lord, as we join in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It's time for the children's message. Hey, you want to come down? All right. Huh? Just you. That's good. Come on up here. And the other guy, here comes Riley. Come sit up here with me.
It's their fault they're missing out on the chocolate.
It's their fault they're missing out on the chocolate. That's the most important thing. I need a tissue.
I guess I'm not the only one.
You are not. Is there tissues here somewhere? Ah, thank you. Thank you. Hey, Grant, come on, bud. I'm getting old to get down here. Hey, have you ever seen an angel?
Yeah, it's called we are angels to fly in a song.
You've heard it in a song, right? But have you ever seen one?
No.
What do they look like?
They look like lights.
They look like lights?
That's what I think.
That's what you think?
They have halos over their heads.
Halos over their heads? Any of you all seen an angel? What would you do? Look up there. Look up there. What do you see?
An angel.
An angel, right?
Yeah, it's an angel.
What would you do if an angel came and stood right with you? And said to you, I got a special mission for you.
I know what that mission would be.
What?
Play video games all day.
Play video games all day? I don't think that would be the
mission. I would say challenge accepted.
The angel might say, I want you to give up your video game and give it to somebody else and not play video games anymore. Might put a challenge to you, right? Well, you know, there was a young girl named Mary who an angel visited. And he said to the young girl, I'm bringing you blessings on high. And guess what? You're going to have a special baby. And that baby's going to be named what? Jesus. Riley is a special baby. But it's a special baby whose name is Jesus. Now, she didn't know what was going on, but she trusted in the angel. But guess what? Sometimes angels come before us and we don't even recognize them because they look just like us. Sometimes you'll meet an angel and you won't even know it. That's why the Bible says, treat everybody with love, because you never know when you're going to be entertaining an angel. So, they may not have flapping wings, and they may not have a halo. In fact, they may look dirty and scruffy and like the guy who sleeps on the street, because they can take whatever form God chooses them to form. But it's about what they share with us. There are angels all around us, and they do interact with us. So you never know. Maybe there's an angel sitting in the pew today. All right, let's pray. Ta-ta. Gracious God, thank you for angels. Thank you for the one who came to Mary and told her she was going to have a baby. Bless us, Lord, and if we ever have a visitation with an angel, may we be open to what you want us to do. Bless us, Lord. Amen. Also, I told you I'd give you a piece of chocolate today.
Oh, I'm on a diet.
Okay.
I'm not.
Then take two. All right. Riley, you want a chocolate?
No.
How about Mom? All right. See y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Nope. God forbid I should forget that. Could we have a couple of ushers please come? This is a time of year to be thankful. Thankful for all that God has given to us. Thankful for the love that came down for us at Christmas time. I'd encourage you to give an offering to the Lord, but please give it out of love for what Christ has done for you. Come and receive this offering from us.
Yeah.
to say thank you. We offer these gifts, Lord, and they're a portion of all that you've given us. We give them, Lord, from the thankfulness of our heart. Lord, bless these gifts. Use them for your holy purpose. Bless both the gift and the giver, Lord. In the name of the Holy One. Amen. Take a seat.
Today's scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." May God put his blessing on this holy word.
Today you heard the reading of what is called Mary's Song. Mary's Song. Mary holds a special place in the life of all of us because she is the mother of our Lord. Mary's song is, she sings this song, she gives God this praise when, after she has conceived in her womb and she gets the word that Elizabeth, her mother's cousin, Elizabeth, is expecting, and she goes to Elizabeth, and as she goes to Elizabeth, who is quite old, and Zechariah, her husband, and she goes to there, and as she enters the room with Elizabeth, all of a sudden, the baby in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy. Leaps for joy. How many of you have experienced pregnancy? Okay? And you have... He's shaking, he's raised his hand. In some ways he has. Guys, how many of you have had, you were with your wife and she said, "Oh, feel this. The baby's kicking," right? And you touch there and, you know, there's this great feeling. Or maybe you have had the opportunity of a friend that you've touched and you go, "Oh my goodness, oh my goodness." You can have that feeling. That's a unique feeling. So you can imagine what it must have been for Elizabeth when she came in. She didn't say the baby kicked or the baby rolled. She said the baby leaped for joy. I don't know what that would feel like. You know, leaped for joy. Because the baby was in the presence of our Lord. Even in the womb, Jesus was special. And Elizabeth... Mary had began to sing her song. Blessed is she among women. Yet I wonder, when Mary received the visit of the angel, and by the way, you've heard me say this before, ladies, there are no female angels listed in the Bible. There are only male angels. Okay? And when we see an angel... or we take a picture of an angel today, or we think of an angel today, we usually think of this long-haired, beautiful lady who's like that. Not quite so. The angel in Mary's time was Gabriel. He was one of the archangels compared with Michael, the other archangel. And these archangels, they were warrior angels. You know, they were big and they were strong. And if you saw the Bible, you saw... them going into kind of Sodom and Gomorrah as kind of as the warriors. The angels of the Lord were warriors. The archangels were warriors. And so here she is, this, we think, about 14-year-old girl. All of a sudden, this angel, this archangel, this powerful being appears to her and says, "Behold, favor one. God is going to do something special in your life. You are going to conceive and bear a son." And she says to him, "How can this be? Because I've never been with a man." The angel says, "The power of the Most High will come over you. And you will have this child. And you shall name him..." What's his name? What are you naming? Jesus. Emmanuel. God with us, right? God with us. So you can imagine how she must have felt at that time. I had to be nervous and scared, and but yet filled with hope and expectation. And she knew something wonderful was going to happen. And she had this concept of what God was about to do through her. But I wonder, did she actually know what was going to go on? There's a song out that goes, "Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy..." You know the song? "Walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?" That's enough. I can't sing. Did she know? She had an expectation of something great was going to happen. But did she know that the baby she was going to bear would walk to the cross? I think she expected something different from her Magnificat that we just wrote. Mary saw the Magnificat. She talks about grandeur and ruling and power and saving. But when you think about that, you don't think about how it's going to be done. You know, all of us who have been parents, we bring a child into the world, and when we hold that child in our hands, we think about what the future is going to be. But we don't know. I'm sure when my parents held me in their arms, they had no clue where I was going to be or what I was going to do. My parents were not religious. Not at all. Never went to church. So if my father or mother, if you would have told my father or mother, "Becky's going to be a pastor of the church," they thought you were absolutely nuts. Because we don't know. What we do is we hope for the best. And we try to raise our children as best we can to set the example. Sometimes it doesn't work out quite the way we think it should work out. It didn't work out that way for Mary. I think she thought that Jesus was going to be more of a earthly king. And instead, he became the humble lamb by which we're all saved. An act of love that God sent to us through Mary to save us. You know, Riley is just forming. And I don't know what's going to happen to her. Do you know whether she's going to be a leader I think she will be outgoing. I don't know if she'll ever marry or have children or who she's going to love. It doesn't matter. Whatever God has in store for her is what she will be. And it's our job as parents, as Mary's job, as her parent of Jesus, to walk with them along the way and do our best. And I don't know about you, but sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. And sometimes when you think you've lost and they've gone the wrong way, they're actually going the right way and you were wrong. God, parents wrong? How can that be? We don't know what the future will be for our young ones, just as Mary didn't know. But we have to trust in God to help them through. Luke. I think great things for Luke. I really do. For all of us, we have wonderful blessings to come. But we have to have the faith of Mary with our children. We have to have the trust in God that things are going to work out. We have to raise them as best we can. And at some time, they're going to go on their own and they're going to do what they feel God is going to call them to do. And so we have to allow that. Just as Mary had to allow Jesus to fulfill his calling. I know she didn't want to. None of us would want that for our kid. And Mary didn't want it either. But it's God's will. And we love them, no matter what. Right? Even your mom loves you, and that's a tough one. It goes both ways. It really does. It's hard sometimes. Let us remember this gift in Mary's song, hoping for the best, and understanding that she had a gift for us. And we are blessed by the great gifts that we get every single day. So when you're struggling and you're thinking and it's a difficult thing with your kids, you know, they're your kids whether they're a year old or 60 years old, you still want the best for them. Raise them as best you can. Love them with all your heart and trust in them to God. That's the best we can do as parents. Okay? Mary, did you know? Do you know what the angel as gift has given you in Christ our Lord? As we come together today, I invite you to come and to celebrate this sacrament. This holy sacrament that happens at Advent when we prepare in our hearts for the coming of the new Christ child. So, as you come today, put away all the stuff that's aching in your heart. Put away all the things that you think separate you from God and come and share this sacrament that's been prepared for you. Pray with me. Lord, it was about this time of year when you visited with Mary. And you told her wonderful things that were going to happen. But Lord, you didn't tell her the route that they were going to have to take. You gave her joy. You also gave her a sword in her heart. And then the promise of the future. Lord, as we come today, let us remember that. Let us celebrate his life. Let us prepare him room today in our heart. Help us, Lord, to go beyond all the stuff of this world, to walk with you to have time to recognize when angels come into our presence and help us to seek the birth of the, again of the Christ child. The child conceived in love, raised with love, and who exhibited the most perfect love of all, your love for us. Bless us, Lord, in his holy name. Amen. On the night in which our Lord was betrayed, he gathered together with his disciples in the upper room, and he took the bread. Bread, it's just basically flour and water and a little yeast. That's all it is. Basic elements. But yet it sustains us. He took the bread. He said, "Thank you, O Father, for the bread." And he broke it. And he gave it to them and said, "Take and eat this. For this is my body which is broken for you." As the supper was ended, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, "Thank you, O Lord, for the wine. It's nothing else but the juice of a grape. But yet it sustains us." But he took that grape and he changed it. "To take and drink. For this now is my blood that's poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin." Every time you eat and you drink, remember me. The gift of love. Pray with me. Lord, we're not worthy even to gather up the crumbs that fall from your table. But you are the same Lord who loves us so much that you gave this for us. Bless us, Lord, and as we come to the table today, create in us a clean heart so that we may walk anew with you. Prepare the place in us, Lord, for the baby to be born again. Baby who is untouched by the things of this world. A baby who is filled with hope and promise. Lord, bless us. In the name of the living Christ we pray. Amen. Would the praise band please come down? Those who are going to help serve the communion. Gracious God, we thank you for letting us be your servants this morning. Lord, bless us and use us in mighty ways to proclaim your love through song and service. Bless us, Lord. Sacrament of the Lord prepared for you. Lord, fill us with your grace. We humbly commit again our lives to you. Walk with us, Lord. And help us, Lord, help us to have faith, to be witnesses of your love in this world that needs it. Bless us, Lord. In the name of the Lamb of God, amen. And now may we sing our closing songs. One is on the insert, but you can also see it on the... Or maybe it's not on the insert. Darkness hangs the world.
Thank you.
go into the world proclaiming Christ's love. Go for all as a witness of the child that was born in Bethlehem. Tell them all to make room for him in his heart, and he will fill them with his grace. Go in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Charles?